Welcome to the March 21st, 2019 Highlands Council meeting. Roll call.
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tracy Carluccio.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Here.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here, on the phone.
Robert Holtaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sebetis.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
On the phone.
Robert Walton.
Here. Open public meetings. Statement.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have approval of the Highlands Council minutes of January 17, 2019. Would you need a motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Moved by Council Member Holtaway, seconded by Council Member Vizioli. Any discussion? Seeing none, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Carluccio.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty.
Yes.
Council Member Dressler.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yeah.
Council Member Holtaway.
Aye.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Sebetis.
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli.
Yes.
Council Member Bowden.
Yes.
Council Member Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richback.
Yes. For Chairman's report, I have one issue today that I would like to bring to your attention. I would like to bring to the Council's attention some recent updates regarding a project located in Tewksbury Township, Hutterton County, in the protection zone of the planning area. You may recall that the Bellmead Development Corporation proposes to construct a 700,000 square feet office building that will generate wastewater to be treated by a new on-site sewer treatment plant, discharging to surface water. The DEP had issued a New Jersey Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit for that surface water discharge, which was appealed to the New Jersey Supreme Court, who issued an opinion in 2017 mandating that the DEP had to consult with the Highlands Council. The Highlands Council provided comments on the proposed project on May 24, 2017. The Highlands Council reviewed the draft permit against the Highlands Regional Master Plan and determined that the project is inconsistent with the RMP. This is because wastewater treatment facilities are prohibited in the protection zone of the planning area. That's RMP Objective 2K3C. In a letter to the Highlands Council dated February 19, 2019, the NJDEP disagreed with the Council's interpretation of the RMP and found the project consistent with the RMP. Based on the position set forth in the letter, NJDEP issued a draft permit modification on that date. We have not changed our position. For the next steps, the Highlands Council plans to comment on the draft permit modification during the public comment period. Any questions or any discussion on that by the council members?
Well, I think we should oppose it.
Well,
strongly.
We have not changed our position.
We have to take a strong stance on this one because that'll, we don't want to open Pandora's box, if you will. And I think we should take a firm stance on this one, consistent stance.
Okay. Anybody else? Any comments?
Okay. It seems like nothing changes with the DEP.
Well, yeah. Any other council members have a report today? No, seeing none, we'll move on now to the executive director's report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to start with a plan conformance update and just mention two things briefly that were not in the materials that were distributed to the council ahead of time, but I wanted to make note of. Independence Township passed a council resolution last week authorizing them to apply for an initial assessment grant, which will allow them to assess what might be involved in conforming to the regional master plan and the benefits of doing so. And in addition, last month, I wanted to share that the Council of Washington Borough in Warren Township unanimously passed a resolution indicating the town's intent to conform with the regional master plan. So those are two highlights under plan conformance updates, and to date, we've had 27 outreach meetings throughout the region. Under plan conformance funding, council will be considering a resolution at this meeting authorizing funding for multiple plan conformance tasks for Highlands municipalities and counties. Funding in this resolution includes the first proposed and approved project in the Economic and Environmental Sustainability Grant Program for dam removals along the Musconetcong River in Washington Township in Morris County. A quick update under municipally issued exemptions since the prior report. Washington Township, Morris County has issued two exemption number fives, and Montville Township, Morris County, has issued one exemption number five. Under project review updates for WQMP amendment reviews, for the Betsy Ross Diner in Jefferson Township in Morris County, the applicant is seeking to convert an existing abandoned bank into a diner. The proposed project requires an amendment to the Northeast Water Quality Management Plan area, and the Highlands Council staff had a finding of consistent for this project. The next one is for the Islamic Society of Basking Ridge in Bernards Township, Somerset County. The applicant is seeking to construct a mosque that will require a site-specific amendment to the Somerset County Wastewater Management Plan, and that's currently under review by staff. For completed municipal project reviews, we have a project in Mahwah Township, Bergen County. The applicant is seeking to construct a warehouse, and the staff findings was it's consistent subject to specified conditions. And for Clinton, we have a use variance. The project is located in Clinton Township in Hunterdon County. The applicant seeking a use variance from the Township Board to permit the use of a property for an auto repair facility. It's currently being used as an office building, and the staff had a finding of consistent for that project. Very briefly, we've also sent three letters of support for applications to the Green Acres local and nonprofit stewardship grant program. They include a ball field improvement project in West Milford, a project in Mendham Township to transform portions of an existing historic property into a park, and then an additional one for several projects at Morris County's Freeling Heisen Arboretum. Under Open Space Partnership Program funding updates, on Friday, March 1st, the Council opened a new round of funding in the Open Space Partnership Funding Program. A public notice was issued, application materials and information were posted to our website, distributed to our email subscriber list, and forwarded to a targeted list of entities that have previously expressed interest. The application deadline is Tuesday, April 30th. The council staff anticipates securing matching funds for these projects through the 2019 Highlands Conservation Act federal grant program, which has been identified for $20 million in funding, which covers, as you know, four federal Highlands states, in the Consolidated Appropriations Act. On the TDR and HDC update front, since my last report, one HDC application has been received for Mount Olive Township in Morris County for almost 28 acres of non-residential, which translates to 112 HDCs. Under the RMP amendments, for the RMP Amendment Committee held a meeting just prior to today's council meeting, at which time the committee discussed the draft redevelopment area designation procedures and a draft of plan performance procedures. And we'll have agenda items related to both today, and Committee Chair Alstead will be providing additional details. And then I have actually a slew of additional meetings that staff has attended since my report, but since we have a lot going on, I'm going to pass on that for now. But we've been doing a lot of outreach, attending a lot of related agency meetings and conferences and so forth. Oh, and the one thing I do want to point out is I want to remind everyone that our next council meeting is coming up a little quicker than usual. It's scheduled for April 11th due to the Easter holiday weekend and people wanting to avoid that particular time frame. So the next council meeting is April 11th. And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and now we have the Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee, and I'll turn that over to Councilmember Allstedt.
Yes.
His report.
So, as the Executive Director indicated, the Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee has been busy. We've got a number of projects going on. And what I first wanted to do was share with council members the status of our discussion regarding municipal averages. You may recall that that's something that we took up a few months ago. Since that time, our staff has been in discussions with the State Ag Development Committee about the potential to use municipal averages as a means of compensating applicants for farmland preservation. At the State Agricultural Convention, an amendment, or rather a resolution, was passed in support of developing a process to use municipal averages, and even the opportunity to present, to possibly implement a trial program. The challenge is that the issue appears to be more complex than it may appear. There's a number of statutes that reference the term. None of them have a definition. And there's no methodology that everybody currently can agree to, because it's never been discussed as to how you even determine the value of a municipal average. So staff is dedicated to working on it. The SADC is working on it, but it's just going to take some time. Next, redevelopment. We've had a lot of discussions about our redevelopment procedures. You may recall that we released for public comment an updated redevelopment procedure. It has gone through the public hearing stage. We received public comment. Staff reviewed the public comments. The committee then reviewed staff recommendations. And we are going to present to you today a revised procedure for redevelopment that we want you to consider. And I believe, Corey, you have a presentation that you're going to share.
Yes, real briefly. Thank you. As Kurt said, the Highlands redevelopment procedures were released for public comment by the Highlands Council. We have since completed the 60-day public comment period, including the 6 public hearings. In total, we received 19 responsive comments from 12 commenters. Based on public comment received, we made a handful of changes to the redevelopment procedures, including extending the minimum notice requirements to 30 days, requiring that notice be provided to public utilities in accordance with the municipal land use law, requiring that notice be provided to counties, revising section 4.1.1b4 to read any Highlands resources and define those resources, and require that if an application is not heard by the Highlands Council within 90 days after being deemed complete, the Highlands Council would formally notify the applicant. In addition, there were, I feel necessary to address this because there were a couple of comments regarding the noticing distance. Standard noticing distance in the municipal land use law is 200 feet from any property line. There were suggestions that that noticing distance be increased. After doing some research, we found that the municipal land use law is pretty firm on that distance, and therefore there was no reason to extend that distance.
Any questions for Corey? So if not, then what we're going to do is entertain a resolution to approve and recommend that we adopt the procedures of this amended redevelopment procedure.
That's the first resolution under the Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee. And this is a voting matter with public comment. First, we need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Council Member Holtway, seconded by Council Member Dressler. Any comment by the council? Any questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll open it to the public. Anyone like to address the council on this resolution only? Ms. Post?
Deborah Post, I have a question as to whether these addendums for all sorts of specific changes to the regional master plan is now the modus operandi for the six-year revision of the regional master plan that's required in the Highlands Act. It seems to me you've never actually reviewed the regional master plan as you are mandated to, and that we now have a series of small changes all being put through separately, which appears to be a way to duck the whole process by breaking it up into little pieces and making sure that no one ever has the opportunity to comment on changes as a whole. It's just going to get lost in all your public hearings. Is that actually the plan?
We're not ducking anything.
Will there be a revision, a six-year revision to the entire regional master plan as the Act asks you to?
We're in the process. That's what we're doing.
Well, this is a specific change.
Anyone else like to address council on this resolution? Seeing none, close the public comments. Well, maybe you need to raise your hand.
Wilma Friday, Jersey Conservation Foundation. I would just like to thank the council for increasing the transparency and extending the comment period on the procedure and extending the notice as well. I think we feel like we were heard, and it's a good thing for the council to have more transparency than these original version of the procedures would have contained. And it will also, the original deadlines were so short that it is highly unlikely that anybody except, the four or five of us who show up all the time would ever know about it even. So, thank you. However, I do warn you, we're going to be scrutinizing the next round of procedures equally as much. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none, anybody from the council? Yes.
I just wanted to say that I'm going to be voting no on this. I'm concerned, and I brought this up before, that waivers from the strict provisions of the RMP should not be allowed for redevelopment areas. I think that we should be emphasizing and making a priority the restoration of those areas that have been impacted, particularly areas that have been impacted by over 70% impervious cover, and also brownfield sites. The state does not require under that program that all contaminants be removed before a site is cleared for redevelopment. And on top of that, the compromised resources are often the very resources that are most important for the highlands, such as riparian buffers and contiguous forests. So I think that we need to, and I know I've said this before, and I have not voted to support redevelopment areas in the past, because I think that we need to develop a program that emphasizes restoration of these compromised resources. And we can't do that by layering development on top of areas that have been compromised. And I think a really good example of the compromise of brownfield or redevelopment area is our water deficit regions, and another is the lack of riparian buffer protections, and for instance the paving over our impervious surface on our very important and critical groundwater recharge areas. So these are just some of the examples. I know I've discussed this in the past, but I don't believe that redevelopment of these brownfields or redevelopment areas should be driving development in the Highlands. I think we should be restoring what we've lost.
Thank you. Anyone else from the council?
I did have two specific questions.
Sure.
When there's The calculation is done, and we've discussed this in the past years, but I wanted to just be clear on it. When the calculation is done for the 70% impervious surface area, if the contiguous property is separated by a roadway, is that still considered contiguous?
Yes.
Or I know if it's under one ownership and it's an individual that's making the application, then it may be. But if you could give the answer for both, for also the municipal driven areas.
The answer is the same for both. If that area was contiguous, it could be included in the redevelopment.
It could?
It could, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then also in the discussion of the various sorts of things that the conditions for a redevelopment area might include on 7.1, the final determination B, does that, the things that are listed there, such as physical limitations for sewer lines and that kind of thing, does it include energy infrastructure?
It could. That would be up for the council to decide when it reviews the application.
But that would be one of the categories?
It certainly could be.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? Seeing none, please call.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
No.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richka.
Yes.
All right, so next on our agenda is are the plan performance procedures. Believe it or not, we've not reviewed or changed plan performance procedures since they were adopted in the original regional master plan back in 2008. So the committee has reviewed draft language that the staff has prepared to update these procedures, and James has a small presentation to share with us.
Yeah, so plan conformance is the process by which municipalities and counties amend their master plans and development regulations to bring them into conformance with the regional master plan. The council adopted initial procedures in 2008 along with the RMP. Those procedures provide for identical standards for municipalities and counties. After 10 years of implementation of plan conformance, 64 municipalities have submitted, with 50 being approved, and 6 counties have submitted petitions, with 2 being approved. However, implementation has been slow. Out of the 50 approved municipalities, only 31 have amended their master plans to conform to the regional master plan, and only 10 of those have adopted the Highlands Land Use Ordinance. Out of the 2 counties, only 1 has adopted the required master plan amendments and development regulations. In addition, the Highlands Council has approved 16 Highlands centers, but there has been no formal guidance on implementation of those centers. So recognizing this, during the development of the monitoring program and recommendations report, the council recommended that the one sits one size fits all approach of complaint performance was not effective, and recognized also that counties differ from municipalities in how they address land use. It recommended that updated procedures be drafted to address these recommendations. The plan conformance procedures are tailored now to each municipality. They address only those resources present. They identify significant and important planning initiatives, which will hopefully lead to a cost reduction in the implementation of plan conformance and lead to enhanced resource protection through the implementation of land development ordinances where appropriate and through specific resource protection plans. For example, of this would be where a town has no agriculture. There is no reason to therefore require that they adopt agricultural retention or right to farm ordinances in an urban municipality. If there is no lake, they do not need lake management planning. So what happens is a town does an initial assessment grant and looks at, first, what are the resources present in the town? They analyze those resources and determine what amendments are necessary to the master plan amendments and land use ordinances. They then also look at what are the resources that are currently being impacted in the town. Are there lake management planning issues? Are there septic management issues? Are there stream corridor management issues? And then the council can direct funding to those specific issues rather than a scattershot approach of just trying to address everything where nothing gets done. So that's the overall concept of the amended plan conformance procedures. In addition, they contain the Highland Center designation procedures, which clearly lay out not only the process for designation, but the standards for designation and the implementation process. And with that, I'm done.
So the committee has reviewed this draft proposal with the staff, and the committee is recommending that the council today release these draft procedures for public comments, similar to what we did for the redevelopment procedures. And that's the motion that is before us today.
So we need a motion and a second on this resolution.
Also moved. Second.
Moved by Councilmember Olmstead, seconded by Councilmember Holtaway. Any discussion on the council's part? We've seen none. This is a voting matter with public comments, so anyone from the public that would like to speak on this resolution? Yes. Ms. Summers?
Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I think you heard in the number of towns that have actually gone forward, even when they have passed an ordinance saying that they were approving, moving forward with conformance, that they really haven't been very good about implementing, which is what you have been hearing the concern from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition for some time. So we really welcome the fact that you are going to grapple with this head-on. You should expect some pretty extensive comments from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition because the devil will be in the details. And I don't think that this will be easy, and I'm sure that there will be lots of opinions shared, but I think it's important that we begin this process.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address council on this resolution? It's both of them.
That's good.
What this amendment basically means is that towns are not conforming or implementing to the extremely onerous regulations of the Highlands Act, when the 150-page document makes it clear exactly how truly onerous the laws are and how much they do not benefit individual towns. This amendment also means that all towns won't be equal, and that your staff is going to have the arbitrary powers, apparently, to deal with each town differently. And you know what that means? Politics. Politics, politics, politics. All towns have to be equal. I mean, it is just truly outrageous that one town will be treated differently from another if your staff so deems it appropriate. I would also like to note that we just heard that when this side of the aisle asks for an extension to the comment period, they get it. When this side asks for extensions to the comment period, it's denied. I was specifically denied a request for a 30-day extension to your monetary plan comments, which happened to end right in the middle of agricultural harvest season. Absolutely not. Got to meet our deadlines, except when the left asks for extensions.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Mr. Shaw?
My name is David Shaw. I have a farm in Lebanon Township. Bought it in 1965, I believe. I'll have to check the deed and see. Really, what you need to check on is how this has affected the well-being of the planners and land use attorneys and these various towns that have taken the money and put it to good personal use, I'm sure. This is really what this is all about. This state is magnificent in its ability to generate useless paper, except when it comes to enforcement. Even an enforcement is spotty, as this testimony has proven from your planner and from your staff. So, first thing you have to figure out is what you're doing. I don't think you're there yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none? Any other discussion on the council? On the council? Ms. Carluccio.
I know we're just going out for the, voting on going out for the hearings, but I did want to say that I'm concerned that we're even proposing basically codifying the checklist type of approach where a municipality is only going to need to complete the items that the council thinks are applicable based on, what the findings are looking at their municipal regulations. I think we should be using the more prescriptive approach that we used in the beginning before we went to the checklist, and I'm concerned that this isn't in this proposal. As I said, I understand we're going out just for a public comment period right now, but I think we should put that off and at least have one work session where we hash out this whole issue.
Any other comments by the council? I do think this is some common sense involved in this, and we've been doing this for 15 years, and we've learned what works and doesn't work, and I do think it's a good idea. We're going out to the public with these meetings, and hopefully we'll get some other feedback. So, Ed, please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
No.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Okay, now we have the Budget and Finance Committee. Oh, by the way, thank you, Councilmember Olmsted. That was we've had a couple of meetings on this, and you handled this very nicely and provided a lot of information for us. Thank you. And we'll move on to the Budget and Finance Committee.
As we approved our capital budget back in October, we talked about how we were kind of changing things around and not giving specific approvals until we actually had applications. We used to grant a large amount of money into a pot to handle that town's needs and desires. We found that, as you can see, a lot of towns have not been sharp on complying and doing their studies and yet had the money tied up. What we've done is changed things around, and we are making more targeted allocations so that there has to be a proposal and understanding, and again, any of this money is not dispersed until the project is complete. We have a list of about 10 allocations totaling $551,500. These are items and applications that were made. This would be within the 2019 budget. There's still, which runs until June. So the request today is to approve these very specific study allocations for the towns listed.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Councilman James, I believe, needs to make a recusal statement for the record.
You have an allocation to the county per se, so I recuse myself. And since it's not separated out, I'll leave the entire motion, so I'm going to leave room to do this.
Just for the benefit of the council and chair, often, actually, the practice has been to keep them in the same resolution and to note a member's recusal statement with respect to a particular grant, and then the resolution itself would have an asterisk indicating an abstention from that. It's a practical way from not introducing again for another public comment period, so it's an expediency for moving the meeting along. Mr. James felt that he'd feel more comfortable in an abundance of caution just recusing himself from the entire matter. We have the vote, so.
All right, thank you. And so we need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody want to second it?
I'll second it.
Moved by Councilmember Mazzioli, seconded by Councilmember Holtaway. Any further discussion for the council on the council's part? Seeing none, we'll open it up. This is a voting matter with public comment. Anyone like to address the council on this resolution? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public comment. And any other comments by the council? Please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James. Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Any votes?
Yes, 10 to 1.
All right, we have a second resolution. We'll wait for Councilmember James to return.
Yes, I've been kicked out of many places.
Better places than this, right?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is the consideration resolution for the Regional Municipal Plan Zoning GIS layer. One of the major aspects of zoning of planning is understanding the zoning within. This zone map has not been updated since 2005, and it's time to go through and update the municipal databases into our database. Proposals were solicited. There was a wide range in pricing. The low bid was $49,500. We had one bid as high as $170,000. I think it went out to six companies, if I remember right. So I'm comfortable, and the committee is comfortable with the low bidder, based on the nature of the work and the nature of the request. And we request that this be approved. Mr. Chairman.
So this is a resolution to award a contract to develop a regional municipal zoning GIS layer. And this is a voting matter with public comment, but we do need a motion and a second.
I will make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Moved by Councilmember Vizioli, seconded by Councilmember James. Discussion to council?
Yeah, just a comment. On those numbers, the staff as well as the subcommittee reviewed those folks who did bid, and we're confident that we're choosing the right one. And so I just wanted to share, even though it was the lowest.
Even though it was the lowest.
That's correct.
Bid was still. Any other comments?
Hey, Chairman, just one comment.
Yes.
Has the staff done a full vetting of this engineering firm in other areas of the state or outside the state to see if they had any issues in any municipalities, counties, or states?
Yes, we did check their references before we recommended.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? So this is a public comment time. Anyone from the public like to address council on this resolution? Mr. Klum.
Thanks for letting me speak. My name's Hank Klump. I'm a farmer, Tewksbury. Question for you is, on this thing, is that going to, what are they going to do to preserve the area and the planting area in this thing, or is that just land, period?
That's the zoning for all of the municipalities. The upload of all
I understand that, but is it going to show the preserved area in that town or whatever, and the planting area in those towns, or across the board?
Well,
we're doing the state, right?
Just
the highlands.
Doing the highlands.
All right.
And it's just the zoning lines, updating the town's zoning and zone districts.
Give me an example.
Well, Bedminster.
Go ahead.
Very familiar with.
Yes.
In our town, it happens that we have what we call public zones, and anything that is preserved
and owned under Green Acres or any thin fee is shown as a public zone. Some towns don't necessarily do that, but we do. But our R10, we've had some movement in some of our residential zones. We've had bulk changes in a number of our residential zones over the years since 2005.
Okay. So basically, if for an example, I got a picture of this thing, and I looked on that, and for an example, in Tewksbury, I see, will it show me what's in the preserved area and what's in the planning area?
When you think about GIS, what you have is a series of maps. This map will only have the zone lines on it. This map will have the karst deposits on it. And what happens is you can stack these up.
Yeah.
So the preservation area is on a map.
Okay.
So if you turn on the preservation area and you turn on...
So it's going to do it.
You'll see it.
It will do it.
You'll be able to see it
okay. By
looking through the layers, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
It's a modern age, Hank. It's a modern age.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Anyone else like Ms. Post?
All municipality zoning maps are public information. It's not really complex. So... why is this process beyond the capabilities of the staff? It certainly seems like a huge waste of money that could easily be spent on landowner compensation. The Highlands Act itself used police power to literally override all municipal and local zoning. Highlands towns haven't changed their zoning because they know that they have no more powers to implement that zoning because the Highlands Act has overridden it all with police powers. So is there really such a huge amount of change in Highland zoning since 2005 that requires an expenditure of $50,000? You're just wasting taxpayer money.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none, we'll close the public comment. Any further comment from the council? Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savicich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richard.
Yes. All right, now we have public comment time. Anyone like to address the public, address the council? Ms. Summers. What public would like to address the public?
We're happy to address both the council
and the public. Yeah, the
public, okay. I wanted to bring to your attention something that has been shared with you, which looks like this. It is an invitation to the Northwest New Jersey Rivers Conference, which takes place on March 30th. There is no charge. We would be thrilled if any of you were able to come. It's taking place at Centenary University. It's an all-day event. One of your own is our keynote speaker, Dr. Daniel Van Abs. This is taking place. It will be an annual event. Welcoming everybody will be Andy Johnson, who is the Environmental Program Officer who runs the Delaware River Watershed Initiative for the William Penn Foundation, and their support is helping us get off the ground. The facility is absolutely fabulous. If you guys haven't been to the Lackland Center, I recommend you go. It's absolutely amazing. So we're very fortunate to have that right in the middle of the Delaware portion of the Highlands in Hackettstown. So we hope that you'll come. I wanted to bring to your attention some other events that the Highlands Coalition has going forward this spring. I know every one of you is going to want to come to our pub crawl in Hackettstown. It starts at the Long Valley Brew Pub and ends up at Manskirt. And it'll be going on all day, and there's a scavenger hunt, and it's a lot of fun. You'll find out more about that on our website. We have a photo workshop, which Dwight Toscano is leading, which is happening at Willowwood. If you're a very keen on photography, there is no better teacher than Dwight Toscano. He's in museums, and he's a fabulous teacher. I highly recommend that you check that out. We're doing a Highlands tour on the 17th. Any of you would be welcome to come if you feel that this is something that you can join us for. We will be very excited. I wanted to tell the council that we appreciate very much the conformance efforts that the staff of the Highlands Council have been going to. And as I mentioned earlier, we had been concerned for a long time about the fact that there was a lot of back work needing to be done to do with Highlands conformance, and we think that that is beginning. But I particularly want to bring something to your attention, and that is the fact that Independence, you say, Independence Township, Mayor Giordano, who our own George Stafford and Elliot Ruger have debated multiple times on WRNJ, Independence is finally coming to conformance. Hallelujah.
Can I clarify something?
They're not coming to conformance.
What they did was pass a resolution to do an initial assessment grant.
You've got to start somewhere.
Just clarify.
This has taken a long time, so we salute you.
It's certainly a first step towards conformance.
Ms. Summers, 30 seconds.
Oh. George is trying to remind me that we have a golf outing on May 16th at Hawk Point. But I also want to bring Belmead. I want to thank you for your words, Chairman, because I also want to point out that three executive directors of the Highlands Council have led the effort to oppose this. Eileen Swan, Margaret Nordstrom, and now your own executive director today. It is
just
ridiculous. Yes. I just wanted to also tell you that you did magic things at Spruce Run in Vernon. The Attorney General stopped the trucks from running and gave them the ability to prevent trucks from entering that site. It doesn't mean that things have been changed.
Thank you.
But it's the beginning of a change.
Thank you. We're going to start the 3 minutes now on Perkless. Forget about it. Excuse me. When it wasn't turned on, I asked Kurt to start his.
Oh.
Here it is. All right. But now for the speakers from this time on will be with the 3 minutes on the screen.
Why don't we just continue?
Okay,
how many more speakers you
excuse
got?
Excuse me. Anyone else like to address the council? Mr. Schoep.
We've just learned about the relativity of time.
All right. It was a mistake. And I said to Kurt, right? I said to him, please start your timer here.
Relativity.
I'm here to submit a few comments, one page in writing, and it's followed by 82 proxies that Hank, Debbie, and I obtained a while ago from landowners who are harmed landowners and signed a proxy saying that they would be happy to have us represent them here at the Highlands Council. That's where we've submitted this before, but somehow your record keeping seems rather porous, so I'm going to submit them again. You've lost all kinds of things here, but not to worry. Anytime you want a refresher copy, we will be glad to give it to you. I've noticed also, as a procedural matter, that Tracy Carluccio gets another bite at the apple. After the resolution that is subject to public comment is dealt with both by the council and the public, Carluccio has additional comments after it. She gets two bites at the apple, we get one. I would suggest that you, when this happens, when she comments after the public comments, we get another bite at the apple too, or you curtail it. As far as the first matter under redevelopment, where she's concerned after the matter has been dealt with, about preserving the resources of the Highlands area and the redevelopment areas, I would suggest that in addition to what she considers a valuable resource, I would say landowner value is a valuable resource. It's certainly valuable to the landowner. This should be considered as part of the resource of any consideration that you have. landowner value, landowner equity. It's just as important to the people who own the land as water, treaty birds, or anything else. I think I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public like to address the council, Ms. Post?
Who gets this?
Thank you.
Has some information here that she's sharing with us. Is that the case?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Deborah Post, holder of over 80 landowner proxies for whom I speak today. At the 2019 Agricultural Convention, the farmer community passed a resolution supporting the use of the municipal average of NJSA 4:1c-31c in determining the development potential value of easements in lieu of appraisals, and urge the Highlands Council similarly to adopt the methodology. We understand that the Highlands Council staff finds the municipal average too complicated. Chairman Richko, as a retired math teacher, I ask that you get involved in resolving this complication. The municipal average approach is a fifth grade arithmetic problem. If a farmer has 10 buildable lots, and the average lot value in the farmer's town is $50, what is the total value of the farmer's buildable lots? The farmer's buildable lots is found in the council's TDR allocation database, and the average lot value per municipality is found in the TDR technical report adopted by this council with this regional master plan. There is no need to recreate a wheel, nor would it be ethical to do so. The complexity encountered by your staff is directly related to the pricing of the HDC at a 75% discount to its appraised value. Gee, the valuations aren't in sync. No big surprise, guys. There is an old adage, if you don't have a seat at the dinner table, then you are on the menu. The Highlands landowners have been on the state of New Jersey's menu for over a decade, are being had for dinner every time an HDC is purchased at what was to have been a momentary IPO in a functioning TDR marketplace that this council has failed in its mandate to develop. The landowners need a landowner advocate at the table as the Highlands Council, the SADC, Green Acres, and other entities staffed 100% with left-leaning environmentalists try to figure out how, again, to undervalue and cheat the Highlands landowners. I ask you to appoint a landowner advocate for this council. Please do it. I again ask you to pass a resolution endorsing the use of the municipal average in the Highlands. Please join the Agricultural Convention's resolution. Believe it or not, with your active and vocal support, we may finally bring some sharing of the Highlands Act burden and fairness to the New Jersey Highlands. And Mr. Richko, you know, your bias is unconscionable. They get comment extensions, written comment extensions, and they get extensions to their public comment. It can't just all be a mistake.
I think I have to remind you of the last council meeting when I gave you latitude to finish a thought because other council members wanted to hear what you said, and we wanted you to finish. Okay. Anyone else like to address the council at this point? Yes, thank you.
My name is Sharon Pettinger. I'm a wildlife biologist for the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife's Endangered and Non-Game Species Program. I'm basically here to introduce myself, so hi. I'm also the manager of a couple of projects up in the Highlands area. I think you all are familiar with Sparta Mountain. so I do manage that project. And I would like to extend an invitation to you personally, Chair Richko, and Vice Chair Elsted, and anyone else that doesn't form a quorum, to come out and see the site with me, preferably in May. And I have my contact information, so please feel free to contact me anytime.
You can leave that word. Is there any good fishing up there? Because there's a
council. Rikers Lake, I believe, has some good fishing there. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is it accessible?
Yes, it is very accessible.
Anyone else?
Charge him a great deal of money.
Thank you.
Fly rods. Anyone else like to address the council? Seeing none, you need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?